Got a brand new week ahead of us. Good Monday morning. The time is 4 after 9. And this is Jim O'Hara with news on Quad Cities NPR WVIK. Speaker of the U.S. House Mike Johnson was in Iowa yesterday to support fellow Republican Representative Marionette Miller Meeks after she supported his aid package for Israel and Ukraine.
Miller Meeks was one of the Republican stalwarts who got Johnson's $95 million foreign aid package through the House. While she doesn't support a blank check, Miller Meeks says a classified briefing made the need clear.
And so these are serious consequences if we cannot, give Ukraine the leverage to then also seek peace.
Outside the hotel, a crowd of about 200 people were gathered. Mimi Dowd of Cedar Rapids says she opposes the $17 billion for Israel, saying it would lead to more innocent Palestinian lives lost.
We're here to advocate for our local leaders, Marionette Miller Meeks, and Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, to call for a ceasefire in Gaza now.
Miller Meeks raised concerns to reporters about dark money funding protesters, but when asked if she had evidence of it, she said she didn't. I'm Zachary Oren Smith, IPR News.
WVIK Quad Cities weather today: cloudy, breezy with gradual clearing, and a high near 67. Overnight, mostly clear with a low around 47. For Tuesday, sunny with a high near 76. Showers possible beginning Tuesday night. On Think, last year the Supreme Court struck down affirmative action in college admissions, leading to an array of reactions from Asian Americans. How Asian American students are adjusting. Today at noon on Think. Here on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR.